I just want to invite you to join me. We don't have gold or frankincense or myrrh, but we want to offer this worship to the newborn King, to tell him we are truly grateful for his love, his sacrifice, for being part of our life. Dear friends, today, like Deacon James and Jim Gall said, we continue in our celebration of the great feast of Christmas, and the feast of Epiphany is a continuation of that great mystery of the incarnation. And today, the focus of the church in celebrating is to emphasize the fact that Jesus Christ is not just the Messiah of Israel, but he is the Savior of the whole world. He is not just the fulfillment of the hope of Israel, but the fulfillment of the hope of all nations. And so the gospel is for everyone. Jesus came that everyone will be saved and returned back to the friendship we lost in the Garden of Eden, back to the heart of the Father. But the spiritual lessons I want us to receive tonight is from the focus of St. Matthew, why he wrote this story about the Magi. He is the only evangelist among the four gospel evangelists that has the account of the visit of the Magi. And he wrote this story to actually share with us the reactions of people to Jesus Christ when he came into our world, how different people reacted to him, and how some of us still react to him today as he continues to be with us in our world. Herod. When Herod heard about Jesus, the newborn king, he was troubled, he was worried, and he was angry. He reacted with hostility to innocent children because he wanted to remain the only king in Israel. He said, a newborn king has been born. And he said, no, this guy is coming to take my throne. I'm not vacating that throne. And he went about killing innocent children to remain there at that throne. And sometimes I think we still react like Herod. Those times when we don't want Jesus to be the king of our lives. He has come not to force his way in. He has come to help us to be the best version of ourselves. He has come to help us live the dream of God for us. And so, but sometimes we react like Herod. We said, we are not vacating the throne. You're not coming in here because you're going to deny me my autonomy, my joy, and my pleasure. And so we say, no, we don't want you. But Jesus is asking, can you allow me in? I'm not coming to cause any trouble. Yeah, in the past, I felt that way, that Jesus, he's just coming to cause trouble in my soul. Because if he allows me, I want to live the way I want to live. And sometimes we react to him that way. But today, can we allow him to come be the king of our life, the king of our soul? Because the danger is, if we don't allow him to be the king of our soul, we might react with Herod. We will cause pain and trouble to people. If Jesus is not the king of our soul, we will bring pain to people. Because Herod refused Jesus to be the king, he caused trouble. He killed innocent children. The second reaction, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were the most learned, the most educated about the law and the prophets, and about the Messiah. When the Magi visited and told Herod, we want to visit with this newborn king, Herod called the scribes and the Pharisees because they were learned. They were supposed to know that the Savior has been born in Bethlehem. And even when they were told, they ignored that message. And so they reacted with indifference. They were indifferent to the plan and the vision of God. Why? Because they were busy teaching about even the prophecy of the Messiah. They were busy about the Torah. They were busy about sacrifice. And they forgot the most. We also react like the scribes and the Pharisees. We get so busy with very good things, genuine good things. But we can't honestly forget the most important thing, our salvation. So when we get busy, let us remember our salvation. It's the most important thing. When we do every other thing in this world and we say, oh, it's just good for me to be a good person. You see, Jesus did not come into our world so that we become just good people. He came so that we can become saints and holy people, and people who grow in his likeness, not just good people. The third reaction, the Magi. Okay, they're here. Okay, one, two, three. Correct. Yeah, so the Magi, they reacted. They were humble seekers, far away from Israel. They didn't have the knowledge of scripture. They didn't have the background. They were not Jews among the chosen people, far away, hundreds of miles from Bethlehem. They walked and traveled in search of the newborn king. And that is the attitude I want us to develop this new year in our relationship with Jesus. Humble seekers. They were hungry for God. They were thirsty for God. And that's the appearance of God. It's not about, when it comes to faith and salvation, it's not about our knowledge of Scripture or our background. It's about the heart attitude, the heart attitude. What is the attitude of your heart? That was what they had. They were humble seekers of the divine. If we have the heart attitude like the Magi, we are going to go into a deeper experience of God. They had their darkness of faith. They doubted. They were confused. It was not as if when they received this guidance of the star, everything was okay. They had difficulties. They traveled a long way. That was their own darkness of faith. They had confusion and crises and hunger. And so, in our spiritual life, there will be moments of doubt and despair. Moments where we even don't believe in heaven or in the existence of God. Therese had that experience shortly before her death. Her going was that she hoped against hope, that longing for God, that hunger for God. So that is what I want us to have this year, dear friends in Christ, that we will have a hunger for God. It will lead us to that deep experience of God, our journey of faith. So how many of us are hungry for God tonight? Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for God? So I want you to do something for me. This week, try and read either Psalm 42 or Psalm 63. That psalm invites us to have that longing, that hunger for God. May God bless his ways in our hearts through Christ our Lord.